The Salt Lake City Council votes on the neighborhood pub ordinance. Idaho wildfires are causing bad air conditions in northern Utah. And Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney raises money in Salt Lake. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, September 19th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. The Salt Lake City Council voted 6-1 last night to allow social clubs, brew pubs, and taverns in areas zoned as commercial business districts. That would include 9th South and 9th East between 5th and 6th Avenues near the Smith's Market and along Foothill Drive and Parley's Way and in some other areas. Salt Lake City Council member Luke Garrett says it's a pretty conservative proposal.
What Kyle Amalfa proposed was to allow social clubs in all of those smaller commercial zones, residential business, commercial neighborhood, and that failed. So only in the largest of our neighborhood commercial zones, where the most intense uses are allowed, will real bars be allowed.
The zoning change allows those smaller neighborhood commercial zones like 21st South and 13th East to have dining clubs, meaning restaurants with more than 30% alcohol sales. Salt Lake City resident Michael Erickson spoke against permitting more drinking establishments. He said he would have felt comfortable expanding zoning to allow more of the dining clubs.
If the council had wanted to have a Big Ten approach, if they'd wanted to reach as much of the city as possible, that's the approach they would have taken. Instead, what we have is a very partisan approach with some minor amendments that were helpful.
In commercial business zones, only one alcohol establishment can be located within a 350-foot radius. In the smaller zones, only one alcohol establishment can be located within a 600-foot radius. Smoke from distant wildfires has pushed air pollution readings well above federal health standards in Utah. Fine particulate pollution topped 50 micrograms per cubic meter of air on Tuesday afternoon. Schools aren't required to keep kids indoors during recess until that level reaches 90. But Dr. Michelle Hoffman, a pediatrician at the University of Utah School of Medicine, says school administrators and coaches need to think about how many days kids have been breathing bad air, as well as just how bad it might be on any given day.
I encourage parents to take a little more ownership and understand how the air might be affecting their child's health and ask for other arrangements with regard to school practices, recesses, other things.
Ozone levels have also been high this week, although not exceeding federal standards. Hoffman says coaches watching football players and others during intense outdoor practices need to watch for kids who seem to be struggling. A group of protesters gathered outside the Grand America Hotel in downtown Salt Lake City yesterday as Governor Mitt Romney was addressing his supporters inside. Brian Gutierrez is the president of the Salt Lake Dream Team. He spoke about the support for President Obama's executive order that allows young undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children to work legally or to go to school for 2 years.
What does it mean? Everything in the world for the undocumented youth. Because there's this constant fear about being deported. And when a lot of these youth are in court, their biggest crime is growing up in this country.
Romney was in Utah to raise money for his presidential campaign at the two private events. After his luncheon at the Grand America Hotel, Romney left to continue fundraising in Dallas.
Utah's state government ended its fiscal year with a revenue surplus of about $85 million. Some will go to the state's rainy day and disaster recovery funds. About $46 million in additional one-time funding will be available for the legislature to appropriate. The surplus comes from higher-than-expected sales tax collections, corporate and individual income taxes, and profits from the state's liquor business. Diet and exercise alone may not be enough to help people who are severely overweight. A new study by researchers at LDS Hospital and the University of Utah School of Medicine shows that patients who have gastric bypass surgery are much more likely to maintain weight loss than those who don't have the surgery. And those who undergo the surgery are also more likely to avoid life-threatening diseases over the long term. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more.
The study shows that those patients who had gastric bypass surgery lost on average 28% of their weight over a six-year period, while those who used other therapies lost about 8% of their weight. Ted Adams is the program director for the Intermountain Health and Fitness Institute at LDS Hospital. He's the study's lead author, and he says the surgery also has a significant impact on diseases associated with obesity.
Those who initially had a disease, such as diabetes or high cholesterol or high blood pressure, having had that surgery, a significant number of those patients no longer had those problems.
The study shows that 62% of those who had diabetes before the surgery no longer had the disease 6 years later. It's the largest and longest study yet conducted on gastric bypass patients. The findings are published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
And finally, Olympic gold medal wrestler Rulon Gardner has filed for bankruptcy, saying he was the victim of a fraudulent real estate deal. Court records show Gardner owes a major creditor about $3 million. His household income is listed at $37,900. Gardner said he lost $400,000 of his own money on the deal, and the creditor is going after him while his former business partner is in federal prison for fraud. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, September 19th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.